Okay, so we're only a little more than a blot away from the end of the Perek, but there are a bunch of topics on this blot, to say the least. We'll see how many of them we do. But let's start with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, "Ein maskirin lembat emeret Yisrael v'entarach lomar sadot." You can't rent the non-Jews' houses in Israel, right? Because of, as Rashi notes, that the Gemara will really tell you this, but Rashi says, it's a gzera, it's a decree, because since you're not allowed to sell them land, as we've dealt with exhaustively, well, not exhaustively, but extensively, let's say extensively, we've never done it exhaustively, so we also don't allow you to rent them houses in Eretz Yisrael, and for sure fields, right? Why? For sure. So the Gemara will get into this, right? That why are fields worse than houses? Because you both have lo techaneim, right? You both have the problem of giving them land. Plus, it's mafkia from Maestro, that while it's in the hands of the non-Jews.
Oh, but then we ask a question. We ask a
right. Remember, you did this Gemara. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. This is why I said run through the Gemara first yesterday. Yes.
Yesterday.
Oh, in the later. Okay. Right, and in Syria, and we will get into this, because this is a very fascinating sugya, which is exactly what is the status of Syria, which was conquered by?
David HaMelech.
David. Yay!
Rashi.
Good. Yes, Rashi, or if you knew Tanakh. But yes, it was conquered by David, which has, as we'll see, a somewhat of a middle status, possibly, but we'll get into that. The question of Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. Now, there are all types of conquest. And there's all types of interesting questions that I'm looking into now. Is there a prohibition of Losachanaim on these parts of Eretz Yisrael, which are less Kedusha, which we'll get into. You can rent them houses, but not fields, as the Gemara will say, because it's two steps removed, right? Gzera l'gzera. And outside of Israel, you are allowed to sell them houses and rent them fields. Rabbi Yossi, but the implication is you're not allowed to rent them houses. Yes? Biosi Omer, Beretz Yisrael, Maskir Lam Batim Avalo Sados. In Eretz Yisrael, you can rent them houses, but not. Rent them houses, but not fields. Of Surya Mochran Batim, Maskir and Sados.
Sell houses and
rent fields. Of Chutzlars Mochran Elu Veelu. But the Gemara says, Af Magam Sharm Lahaskir, but when we say you can rent, Lo Lebeis Dira, Amru, you can never rent a house to a non-Jew to live in. Because he's going to bring an idol into it. Right, or lo tavi toiva, whatever, el beitecha. Kol makom lo yaskir lo es hamerchad m'nei shu nikra al shmo, nor can you rent him a bathhouse because it is called on his name. So just to tell you the sugyot, that there are in this next blot, and there are a lot of them that I think we should cover. Definitely by Pesach we have finished the Perek, and then I guess we'll do Tfilat Caleb afterwards. I assume before Pesach, I assume more like Purim time, and then maybe we'll do some Pesach stuff. Maybe we'll do some koshering, the koshering sugyot around Pesach, which is. A lot of the main sugyas obviously are about Pesach, right. So do that with Pesach. It's also sugya in that prayer. I don't know. So the sugyas I want to deal with is first the one in the Mishnah, which is this renting. Why can you not rent a house to a non-Jew, even in Chutz Laretz? And how do we do that? Because if anyone's ever been involved in real estate, you will know that we do. Right? There is a mezuzah question, which we'll get into in the first little bit of the Gemara. Which is, as we'll see, right? The Gemara says that fields are worse than houses because fields, when you give them over to the non-Jews, it removes the chiyuv of maaser or the practical implementation of maaser. And you're giving them land. Lochein, but by houses you're not. And the Gemara says, what about mezuzah? And the Gemara tells you what becomes one of the most important phrases And you know, mezuzah is mezuzah chovat hadarhu. So, and this beautiful long tosus over here is
so beautiful.
It really is. It's a gorgeous tosus. It's an absolutely gorgeous tosus. So, I last night I prepared, I think, 5 Iyun Shirim. I just like pounded through late into the night. I put together a 6-page Makor sheet on Chovat Hadar. In the middle of putting together Kivush Yachid was fun, because I was like, oh, I think I made a note to myself on my Bechina to Rosen so I can 2008, and I found my email where I'd emailed it to the Shir assistant. I'm like, look, I made a note for myself to look at the Maritats if I ever get sure on this. That was a long time ago, back when Rabbi Bullock, you met yesterday, he was the most senior guy in Shir at the time. I think it was his 7th year in Shir. It was my first year in Shir. So I want to deal with that.
Time travels, by the way. You've described many years, and you're not old enough.
The guy who spoke didn't even look as much that much older than you.
He's probably about a decade older than I am. Yes, exactly. Anyway, so I want to deal with that. I very briefly want to deal with later on. The Gemara says you shouldn't sell. 3 houses to non-Jews, because it'll create a shchuna. And there was an interesting debate in 1968, I think, Lubavitcher Rebbe and Moshe Feinstein in Hapardes, where they talked about do issues like this indicate whether or not we're allowed to, does halacha have anything to say, like in America, right, the way things normally happen, less so in Israel because of whatever, there's just sort of demographic shift, right, the firm community will be here, and then housing got too expensive, people move to the next community, and the shuls will collapse here, is that a problem? Are you not allowed to sell houses when you know it's part of demographic change, right? The Gemara seems to have the problem with this, right, you're not allowed to create, right?
Well, so non-Jewish, it doesn't say about demographic change, it just says selling in general.
So, Kalvachome, right? What happens if you, when you sell 3? I'm talking about later on when the Gemara says selling 3 because it creates a shkuna,
right?
Do things like that weigh in on, does halach have anything to say about allowing this demographic change to happen to the point where the community collapses? So these are all, I think, issues that come up. On Amud Bet, the question of the Merchatz gets into some Maris Ayin issues, and some issues of having people work in things that have your name on it on Shabbos, which, if you want to, is the basis of the very complicated sugya of leaving websites open on Shabbos, right? Functioning on Shabbos, right? From a Jewish company.
Jewish company's website being open on Shabbos?
Right, because Nikrei's al Shmo, right? This category that introduces from Merchatz. Can you do that, right? You have to shut down your website on Shabbos, like B&H does on Hayom, right? B&H Photo, right?
Shut down your website. That's so much fun. All the Hasidim.
Right, but it's a huge multi-billion-dollar company, which has like 1,500 employees. This is not like
no idea it was all Hasidish until I actually had to go to their hub.
Yes, well, my father works in the programming.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Israel.
You understand? It's not like the store is just part of it, right? It also has government contract. That's why it's a huge, multinational corporation.
Everything there, it's insane.
Yeah, but that's nothing compared to the government deals
that they have with people.
The army. Oh, wow. Like cameras, telescopes, things like that, right?
Wow.
So there you go. Okay. Anyways. Good. So those are some of the sugyas that come up from now till the end of the parak, right? That's the next blot. Like I said, it's a very chock full daf here, but it's actually impressive. We've basically actually gone through the first parak, right? We've skipped things. We haven't done every little thing, but between, especially if you come to Agadita, we've covered a lot of the Agadita, isn't it? Not all of them, but we've gotten a pretty good handle on the first parak. Okay, so let's start with the case that comes up in the Mishnah, which is the rinsing, okay? So, I want to deal with 2 things. One is the local question of renting, and how is it that Bizman Hazeh, you see left, right, and center, the Jews are in the real estate business and rent out property, right? How is that mutter? Which is, I hope by this point you have realized, is a theme in the Rishonim, in the first parak of Odezara, which is, why do we ignore all the halachos in the first parak of Odezara, right? From the beginning, why do we do business with them? Why do business in holidays?
Yeah,
why do
literally
we?
Why? Yeah.
Literally, it's every sugya. So we have to do that here too. And the second thing we have to do is the broader sugya, right? Which is the issur here is not just renting. It is which I want to try to understand a little bit of as well. Okay, good. So let's start with really we should start the other way, but I'm going to start with the smaller sugya first, which is the renting. Okay, so renting. Good. So, so why is it that you are not allowed to rent a house according to the Gemara, but you can sell a house in Chutz Laretz? Why is it that renting is so much worse?
Because they might bring it's your, if they bring an avodah zarah, it's into your house.
Correct. That's the formulation. Right. That's the key. It's not that they might bring avodah zarah in; they might bring it in when you sell it. Also,
right.
The problem is that when it's renting,
you still own the place.
You still own it, and therefore, right, again, it's meduig in the pasuk. It's lo tavi toeva el peitecha, to your house. To sell it to them in Chutz Laretz is a big deal, right? So bring it into their own house. Okay. So the Ravid puts this, I think, most clearly. This is what I gave you in number two from the Rashba. The Rashba goes to the Ravid because of a Ravid zal. Omer ani dafka schirut, avol mechira shari. This is only renting, but selling is fine. Dichi kama ayel levese dinafshe kama ayel. Because if he brings in avodah zarah, once you sold it, he brought it into his own house. Ukrad lo tavi asmachtahi. But then he says something striking, and he says, right? So, the Rashba claims that is this prohibition d'oraisa? No. No. Of renting. No. Right? Why?
Because it's
look inside. Ukra delota. I don't know how you said that. Everything you repeated. The Ravid literally off the bat. Ukra delotavi asmachti velavi surat daraisa glosar tarlachnazi Yisrael atzmo. He said biblically none of this is true.
It's only terrifying.
Because biblically, what do you need to do to violate losavi?
You have to bring it into your house.
Yes, you have to bring it in. Aval grama dal yidei goy lo. But to cause a guy to do it is not biblical. I mean, the whole thing is rabbinic.
Would that fall under the category of sniffing?
Possibly, but not necessarily, because you, right, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't enable it, right? Unclear. Right? I mean, that's part of what the Gemara discusses later on. V'nir Elish, then Mefurash, who be Gemara de La'el, but Perikin, but Plugged the Skirti, Kani Ilokan, Yamrin, Tashma, Vakam, Jamal, Askir, Lol, Beidir, Amru, Mishamach, and Tokav, the Zara, Visa, the Serus, Kanya, Kimael, Avesi, Kamael, Alma, Kalhecha, the Isbe, Knia, Gimura, Lechwal, and Avesi, Kamael. He says, it is explicit, right, that we are only worried when it is your house. Right, because if he buys it, we don't care because it's his own house. Said, and therefore, once you've sold it, the guy can do whatever he wants. The bishlam b'schirut kevin the asni b'hadei luruk may be chiyuto mechvash b'peri b'lachud idar b'umatzim akev alei mechira machi mezabna niyalei mim akev alei. Okay, we're going to come back to the Ravid's point that it's derabbanan, but the Rashba articulates this clearly. Rashi already hints at this, right? The simplest shot that the reason that renting is worse than selling, again, even though the Ravid thinks this is only derabbanan, is because renting, it is in my house, selling is.
So why do we say that in Chutz Laretz
is in their house?
Like, is the Ravid going along like an Ifnei Iver sense?
No.
You bringing them into the.
No. That's exactly what it's not.
I mean, what would go against the Ravid is that this is more particular by you still selling it to him.
No, so the Ravid says, so it's not clear whether it'd be left neighbor. There's a whole bunch of conditions. He says this is a their abundant application of losavi toeva lo davi toeva el betecha. Yes. Like I said, I want to do two things. Well, I want to figure out the nature of the Israel losavi toeva, but we're doing this backwards, right? So first the renting. So the tour, you're right, the tour should sound familiar because he summarizes the halachos, right? Maker adin, ein mochro merit Yisrael, kol davar mechubar kagon, ilan vekam aval mochro al tanai sheyakutz, right? This is, evachen gaz of Arambam, Rav Ilfiz, Osir Gambazet. Elo im gain kotzes osot chila. Maskotz adin erosh zal, kamo Arambam, Rarambam, Mezuzai Barambam, kamo Arambam. First thing first is, you remember yesterday I told you, I don't want to focus on this, but the end of the Gemara before the Mishnah says, there's a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether when selling a tree in Chutz Lares, you can only sell, in Eretz Yisrael rather, you have to have already cut it down, or can you just make it a condition of the sale?
Rabbi Huda says it could be on condition, or Rabbi Meir says.
Correct. And how do we paskin? So the Torah notes, it is a machlokas. We've shown him how we paskin. Right? Okay, great. Good.
Machloket, though. It's not that we...
But it's a machloket.
Like I said, there's no outcome. It's, right? It's just a machloket.
The Rambam says, right? The Rambam says you can sell almanas. Right?
I like this.
Right? And the Rif paskins, right? He says the Rambam paskins that you can depend on him to cut it down. The Rif says you cannot. Point two. Our Ramban causes to a dinami chutzars nami osur gzera atu eretz Yisrael. Right? We've seen this quoted several times. That the Ramban has a unique shita that you can't even sell real estate in Chutz Laretz, Gzeira, because you might sell it in
Eretz Yisrael.
Below near Udvarav, Adoni Avi Arash Zal. Right? And we don't paskin that way. Right? The Rush paskin against that, we also do. Then.
I understand that. What, if we're saying, I was going to ask it before, that's what I remembered. If we say renting, you can't rent because they might bring in the Chutz Laretz to your house, then why in Chutz Laretz is it forbidden?
It's not.
It says in the Mishnah.
No, it doesn't. It says you aren't allowed to rent.
It says you're not allowed to in Chutz Laretz.
It says, Mochlim.
Renting isn't allowed.
Okay. That's exactly the point. You can't. Ain Mochlim batim v'sadot v'eretz Yisrael, maskir lehem batim v'lo sados. Right? You can't sell them houses in fields in Eretz Yisrael, but you can rent them houses, again, as we'll see, not houses where they're going to live, but storage. V'chutz Laretz bein batim bein sados mutarin bein limkor bein lahaskir. In Chutz Laretz, you can sell or rent. As long as you don't sell to three at once. In a Jewish area. But to one or two, you are allowed to sell. But when you rent, it can only be
For storage.
Correct, for storage. So all of that is a summary of the Gemara, except for the last line, right? Like Nachum, we were like everything is a repeat, except the last line, which is va'idna nogu lahaskir af ledira. But nowadays we rent
even
houses, right, to live in. Kaven she'nog in lahachnas elil bivatehem. So now I ask you, okay, why is it mutter for a Jew to sell property, to rent property to a non-Jew in Chutz Laretz against the Mishnah? So possibility one,
it's for storage.
I'm not asking for storage. That's not against the Mishnah.
Oh, we're saying for houses.
You are a real estate person.
Okay.
Right, Nachum, in 10 years from now, you'll be managing millions of dollars of property and renting it in the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Well, I mean,
and you'll be renting also to non-Jews.
Is it possible this gets back to what we did regarding who's considered up there, what is our non-Jew?
Good. So you guys should only be able to predict this. Right? You should only be able to predict what type of answers.
You want to be able to do it to just Christians. Anyone else in the Chutz Laretz is fine.
So you'll see, right? I think you can predict the type of answers that are going to come up in Rishonim. Right? Now, before we look at the Beis Yosef, who in every sugya asked this question?
Which question?
Right? Which Rishon asked in every sugya, how is it mutter?
Tosfos,
good. Let's read Tosfos. Look at the last Tosfos in the Amud.
Thank you.
Says, Af b'makom lahaskir lo bid amru, yesh lefakbek, al ma ha yusomchem b'nei adam limkor lahaskir b'adam l'kochavim, b'avam l'beis dira. People do it. How do they do it? Oy, oy, oy. Right, the Tosefta says you don't rent them property because you know they bring in idols. But you are allowed to rent out either stores or storage houses. Even though they do bring in idols. Mashmatam, bishum shemachalik b'makom shemachnes avodas kocham b'kviut, bein sheno machnes. So Tosa says possibility one is there's a difference between whether he puts idols in it all the time or once in a while.
Like, every once in a while, I have like a nice Avodazara event.
Correct. Now, why does that make a difference? Let's try to understand all these answers. Why would it make a difference if it's usher to have an idolater, to rent out a house to an idolater because you need to bring idols into it and it'll be in your house? So why is there a difference between Bikviyut and Tadir? And not Tadir, rather. All right.
We don't want you to make a base of Odazara, but it's not a base of Odazara.
Oh, good. So one conceptual possibility is that the Isser isn't that a Jew's house should not become a base of Odazara.
That's not what the puzzle is.
Right? A house...
It's saying bring it into your house. So it doesn't mean...
Well, this is... That we're being dying. That this is what the puzzle
is. Stay there. It's like you
right?
keeping a statue of Buddha in
so, right, so this is one possibility. Is what Shimon's saying. The difference is, it's not that you can't have an idol in your house. It's that you can't make your house an idolatrous place.
Well, why doesn't the pasuk say that? The pasuk says you can't bring it in.
So give me a... So, Nahum doesn't like it, so give me another answer.
Newsflash, the pasuk isn't exactly mashma, specifically with the way the words fit.
Nahum, give me another possibility. What might it mean? Give me another answer. Why might this be a difference? If it's not because of it, right, the difference is whether it's an Isser to make your house the base of a Dezara versus having a Vodazara in your house, right, being associated with a Vodazara, we'll pin this down later, right, what else might it be? Why else might there be a difference between Arai and not Arai, Kavua and Arai, right, permanent and not? Remember the Raivin? You said, oh, it's not Viduik in the Pasuk. What did the Raivin say? It's an Asmachta, the whole thing's Dirabanan. Right?
The pasuk.
Yes, it's an asmachta. It's not really a doraisa. We hang it on a pasuk. It's not a real pasuk. It's a derabanan to begin with.
Oh, it's one of those, like, we give you a
asmachta. That's the word for it. Asmachta. Yeah, yeah. Right? So it could be that maybe that's the difference, right? That, maybe. He says, "Uvahanach shomrei no machnas with chovin bekviyos shori rufize." Right. So then he says, "If that's the case," he said, "Look, if that's the case, because he said, look, it could be that in someone's storage house, once in a while they bring an idol, but we let you sell it. Why? So you let you rent it because it doesn't." Tosus in answer one says, "Because it doesn't happen all the time." So he says, "Nowadays, rufize beich over the chovim shebeinenu ena machnas no vatem os kocham bekviyot." So nowadays, they don't bring idols in all the time.
So you
remember this, Tosfos? Tosfos says this many times in the Perek, which is, even if they are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're not just from Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right? So sure, they might be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Right, so like, once in a while, you know, once in a while they bring in an idol, but like, it's not like they have an idol there. It's not, you know, besides that guy that, you know, Reb Zalovsky talked about who had an Asherah in his backyard, right? Right, that was fun. But most people, they don't do that.
What do you have in renting something for storage? You're storing idols.
No, they're, oh, then presumably we also according to Tosos. Correct. If you knew that he... Right, according to Tosos' first answer, right, it would be clear. Right, Tosos' first answer is that the Isser is only bekviut, which sounds like it's also to make your house a base of a Dezara or something like that. Or we'll see other possibilities, right? Or it's just a Rabbanan. What's another possibility?
It's all Dirabanan.
So I think that was a possibility I just said. What's another possibility? Can you come... Right? Again, we'll throw out some conceptual possibilities. I think another possibility might be, is the Isser to simply have an Avodah Zarah in your house or to make it that you're associated with Avodah Zarah? But if it happens all the time, like it's associated with you. Like, you know, think about it. If you have someone who happens to visit you once and has an idol on their... you know, whatever.
It's kind of the same.
No, it's not.
No.
If you have a friend that...
No, is it a formal Isser to have an Avodah Zarah in your house? Or is it a problem that you shouldn't be associated with Avodah Zarah? Association...
wouldn't necessarily be Usser to have Avodah Zarah in your house.
Like, not... Right.
If you're not associated.
It's like you're keeping...
We're going to see that there might... Now, see, we're blurring the line, and this is what's going to come up once we get past the renting thing, right? Is that there might be difference in the way that Avodah Zarah comes into your house, right? Because there are theoretically, there's several different possibilities. You could bring an Avodah Zarah in your house, right? A non-Jew could bring it in with your intent. A non-Jew could bring it without your intent. A non-Jew could bring it in and take it out and you won't benefit from it. Or a non-Jew could bring it in and you are benefiting from it. Right? Now we'll see. All right, another possibility, and this is raised by several of the Mefarshim, is that maybe what's the difference between Kviyut and not Kviyut? Kviyut is permanent. Non-Kviyut is not permanently, like once in a while. So another possible the possibility is that if the nature of the Isser is
it's only for like
that it's Usser to benefit from Avodah Zarah, then it would only be Kviut. Why?
Because if it's not permanent, you're not
temporary.
Really,
it's temporary. Why not? Why am I not benefiting?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Why am I not benefiting if he brings in Avodah Zarah temporarily, but really I am brings it in all the time?
For that time.
No. So we'll see. What's the argument?
Why are you not benefiting if he does it temporarily?
Yeah. Because
it make the house for Avodah Zarah. It's just there.
Yeah. So now let's formulate it more sharply. Because if he brings an idol once in a while, then why is he paying rent at the end of the month?
Just the whole night.
Because he lives there. So sometimes he brings an Avodah Zarah. Sometimes he sleeps. Sometimes he eats.
If it's permanent, why is he keeping paying
rent? But if it's permanent, right? Then your benefit, part of your benefit is coming from the fact that a frum idol worshiper is using your house for his prayers. I mean, if it happens once in a while, right? It doesn't like integrate into the rent.
Right.
Right? It's like, you know, it's like.
It's a stretch.
Not really. No.
According to that,
no. No.
His house,
no. No.
Nahum.
No.
You know how many,
he's paying for a place to live. He's not necessarily
Nahum,
paying for a
place. Do you know how many contracts?
Exactly there.
Do you know that there are
contracts?
Do you know there are rental agreements that will say that you are allowed to have guests for up to 3 days? But you can't have guests for more than 3 days or something like that. Right? Why? Because certain rental agreements, they don't want extra house. They want this house has enough parking spots for 10 families, right? And therefore, we don't want you subletting part of your house, right? Your apartment. So there's 11 families living in a 10, right? In a 10 family apartment. But they'll let you have someone for 3 days because that person is a guest, right? But if he's there more, then he becomes a subletter.
Right, but this is just a piece of property.
Okay.
It's the same concept. It's like having a TV in your house.
It's the same concept. It's like saying, right? You can't have guests. You can have guests, but you can't sublet, right? Because if you sublet, it's a different chalos. Right now, the person is a renter. Right, so here, what might Tosfos be saying? Look, if once in a while it brings in Avodah Zarah, so fundamentally, you're not benefiting from the fact that it has Avodah Zarah, right? Like, you know, so you don't impose.
So it's like those bathtubs that have a shower too.
Yeah, but do you benefit?
You usually use
do you
it
benefit
for the shower.
If he owns a TV for 3 years, do you benefit from it? No, it's just a piece of property he has on his house.
No, but let me put it differently. Right, let's say, right. He chooses your apartment building, right? Because you have a deal in your apartment on cable TV, right? So now, are you benefiting from the fact that he has a TV in his house?
Yes.
Yes. But what happens if, you know, once he doesn't have a TV, but once in a while, you know,
his friend will come over and, like, hook up a TV or something.
Right? So are you really benefiting from the fact that he, like... In the first case,
why
right?
He
signed with you because this is a place where I can watch good TV, right? Or I can watch, right? I can worship Avodah Zarah, right? As opposed to him saying, "Look, once in a while, like I get into a frum mode, I bring in my idol, but like I rented this apartment not because he, you know, he's cool with me bringing Avodah Zarah
for living.
Correct.
I mean, the owner
because he wants to live there, and like Palm Bay, he brings in Avodah Zarah.
Right, but the other one.
Or let me take a different case. Right, he's not a from Oved Avodah Zarah, but his mother is. Right, he's not the derech idolater. Right, so he's now on the derech. Right, he's strayed. But you look on holiday, you know, on holidays, his mother wants to come over, and she brings her Avodah Zarah. So look. No, he picked your apartment building. Why? Because he wanted. It was far away from his parents, right? It was far away from Avodah Zarah. But you know, part of living is that once in a while he lets his mother come, and he doesn't oppose when she brings her idol, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not benefiting from the fact that the idol, right? Again, you could argue on this, but these are all different formulations. But at any rate, practically, Tosfos's first answer is that the difference between people who bring Avodah Zarah in all the time and people who don't. Now again, does this rely on saying they're not idolaters? No, it just says they're not from idolaters, and therefore they don't bring in idols all the time. Right, which was an answer we saw in Tosfos.
This is why, in those cases now, if you're renting if you rented for storage and you keep idols in the storage, that wouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, exactly. Bidyuk, right? According to this logic, right, if they wanted to buy a storage apartment, you know, storage unit, and they said, you know, do you have a storage unit? I really need it, one that it's good in private because I have these
this giant golden Buddha.
Exactly, you know, it's really I need a deposit box in your bank to keep. You know, I inherited it from my great-great-grandmother. It is a, you know, emerald-studded idol, right? It houses the spirit of whatever, right? Of whatever, yeah. You know, it's worth millions of dollars. So in a Hanami, right, according to Tosfos, that would be usur, right? Because even though it's storage, right, it's storage l'shem avodah zarah. Correct. Okay, that's answer one.
Rabbi, let's say he. Well, I don't understand because let's say he rents your house because you have a deal, like, you know, first month's rent is, you know, half price or something like that. But he has a avodah zarah in his house with him. He's not renting your house because it's
correct. So that's what I'm saying. But it's still
because it was a good deal.
Yes, but if he was really from idolater, he wouldn't rent take advantage of that if he knew that you would impose religious strictures, right? And therefore, you are benefiting from it. Okay. Okay. Now let's continue down to three lines from the bottom. Skip down. Right, another answer. You know, we'll come back to this. This is really in the other Tosfos. Let's see. Yeah, where is it? Reb Chaim Cohen. Right, so Reb Chaim Cohen says that maybe it is only. One second. Why am I missing this? Okay, I keep missing the beginning of this piece by Reb Chaim Cohen because I'm trying to skip. So I'm not going to stop trying to skip. Okay, but that was first answer. There it is. I just literally just went over it. Look four lines from the bottom. Reb Chaim Cohen, here. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, maybe Raya Lahatir. I'm going to see Rabbi Yerushalmi. Haba makom shahaskal adar lola beis yira amru. Haba makom shenago limkor. Mocher afle beis dira umasker afle beis dira. Okay. Now, vayanir lo atam dechutzars lo mikri beisecha ela ba'aretz. Right. He said, Reb Chaim Cohen said, it's only usher to rent in a place where it'd be usher to sell, and therefore it's mutter to rent in chutzlaretz. How is that possible? The kashu batuva chadak einir the rish yigra Yisrael bechutzlaretz meod kachavim. He said, first of all, I don't understand this, because in Chutz La'aretz you definitely have a Kenyan, right? And a guy definitely has a Kenyan. Right? According to his logic, you don't really own houses in Chutz La'aretz. Right, sorry. Chaim Cohen says, basically, in Chutz La'aretz you don't really own your house, and therefore it's no problem. And it's mutter. He says, if that was true, it would be pater from mezuzah in Chutz La'aretz.
Well, we just
said,
but mezuzah is individual, not for the household.
And he says, v'od kash, shel ri'al Yerushalmi, etc. So, miyunir l'arid, Yerushalmi, shel Chaim, ra'i g'murehi, and at tosef, lo kash amidi, dikan v'kan, kai eretz yishrov v'suriyah, v'afta anakamad, v'as izin, ha'vitzav rachid, da'asar, b'chavah, v'chir, 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 v'ch So, the second possibility, and third possibility, which Tosus brings up, is that maybe it's really mutter in Chutz La'aretz. Maybe what he meant it's usher is maybe only in Syria or something like that, right? Meaning when it says Chutz La'aretz, it means like the parts of Israel, maybe close to Eretz Yisrael or something along those lines. Rabbi Elchanan says, look, really it's only usher to rent out to have an idol in your house if the Jew lives there. Right, but not right with the non-Jew. But if it's just the non-Jew, it's only usher mi d'rabbanan. And therefore in Chutz La'aretz we can be mekel. Now he's not totally clear. Yeah. So he's not totally clear what he means, right? Like it's clear that the Mishnah says it was usher. So maybe he thinks it's d'rabbanan and therefore we can apply some other kulos, right? Not totally clear. So let's move to the Beis Yosef where he sort of boils down the answers. And he says, okay. Mishnah Shavanilim Karafila Dira Shari the Kim Shano Goy in the Shah's Husbo, Aval Bisha Machnes Goy Lasoho of Zara, Listlan Bablo, Dami Lasoch, Aval Bishur Shusagoy. Kombakum Kim Dikra Baisha Shral, Isbim Shum Losoyabisacha. Okay, right. So first he just says the reason you can sell and not rent is because selling it's not your house anymore, renting it is. And then he says, "Va'idnu nogu lahaskraf ladira came into einanu noagin lahachnes avodizara." So nowadays we permit it. Why do we allow it? So Tosfos ha'arichu sham b'tam ha'minog. Right, the Tosfos at length defends the minog that nowadays we do rent property to non-Jews. Va'arush k'zav k'tas midivrayim v'zelushano. The Rush boils some of it down. Tema amash shenagu aedna heter lahasker batim lagoyim v'avu pisha machna socha v'dezara samach lemitaso v'yesh lavi raya lahatim v'tani b'tosefta kan v'kan lo yasker adam beisa lagoyim v'mdei sheyodeh shemachnizim docha v'dezara ama maskirim l'msadz v'ozor sepudukos avu pisha machna socha v'dezara umay shna d'shari sadz v'ozor sepudukos sheyodeh shemachna socha v'dezara. Right, so first he quotes the first answer in Tosfos, which is how could it be mutter, right? Even to, according to the Mishnah, to give them storage houses, you know they bring idols. Hilchos near the farish tadasvin and lahasker lagoy haynu midrabanan depshita dekra kamazir liyisrael gufe. So he says it must be that really renting is only midrabanan, like the Ravid, because the ikar iser is for you to bring an idol into your house. Elisha chacham mazu lahasker lagoy vagoy maybe have a desire leveis yisrael vehilchach lo asru chachamim elabeis dira. And therefore, Chazal said only houses. Uvimehem, how you regilim lahachnes of a desire levatem bekeva tamid. And in their day, they used to bring it in all the time to houses. Ve'tiru b'sadus v'ozuz magenu kaos. Aval pishi adua shemachnes l'socha v'desara. But storage houses, even though they bring in avodah zarah sometimes, came and chain machnes bekvius. They would permit it since they didn't do it all the time. And said, so nowadays, since they only bring in idols when they're sick, it's permitted, right? That's all answer one. But what does the Rush say that Tosfos didn't say explicitly? Well, the Rush seems to be connecting the first and the third answer in Tosfos. Is that why do we distinguish between kviut and not kviut? Because it's derabanan, and that's just the way they set up the derabanan.
Right.
Right? Vod, answer two. The Nihil Dilidan Skiris Lokanya, Vinchad Umos Kefa Vidinam Skiris Lo Yome Kemecher, Vafim Naval Basil Masker, and Yahalo Tio Heavy Kemecher. Then his second answer is really my favorite, because it's right. His second answer is, you know what the difference is? The difference is rental agreements. In the time of the Gemara, when you rented out property to someone, what protection did the renter have?
Did the renter have?
Yeah, the renter. Nothing.
Oh.
If you wanted, if you wanted to kick him out, you could. Right? Meaning renting. Right? There wasn't. Right? Nowadays, what rights does the renter have?
Everything.
Right? It is like impossible to evict a tenant, even if they haven't paid in months. Right? Eviction is such a pain.
eviction notice.
Right, and then they can apply for extensions, and there's a, right? So the Rush says, you know what the real answer is? What's the reason that the Mishnah says you're allowed to sell but not rent? Because if you sell it, it's theirs and their problem, and if you rent, it's your problem. But the Rosh said that's only true in a world where the law that you're functioning in doesn't treat rent like temporary ownership. But since in his time, and this is true in our law also, do you have pretty much any rights over what happens inside the guy's house? Mm-mm. No.
You just have to rent
it. Right? Once you've rented something out, it's basically his till the end of the lease, and you can't kick them out barring really extenuating circumstances, even if they don't pay the rent, right? The burden of proof is on you, and it takes a while to evict. Mm-hmm. Right? Secular law makes it that our rentals are basically temporary sales.
Right?
Like, you know, think rent control, right? I can't kick them out for the last 40 years, right? And they're still paying $78, right? Or his aunt just passed away at 97. She'd been living in the same rent-controlled apartment on 23rd Street in Manhattan since like 1960-something. Like, I can't imagine how little money she was paying, right? Like, the rent control. So there's a law in America that certain apartments are rent controlled. It means that as long as the same person lives in it, the rent can either not go up at all or can go up minimally. And therefore, they can only change the price when someone moves out and a new person comes in.
When $78 was worth more.
Right? So that means that the price has barely gone up since 1963.
But
right?
The value of the money.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But,
wow. That's incredible.
Right? So, but the fact that there are laws like that in America show that the way American law treats rental is what? As a temporary sale.
Right.
And if the reason that it's usher to rent but not sell property is because you can't have an idol in your property, so then...
sell it.
Then in nowadays, since rental is viewed by the law as temporary sale, it would be mutter, because now even if he does have an idol, it's in his house, not mine.
He temporarily owns it.
Correct. So that is the second, I think, the main answer, halacha l'maisa. Right? Because that one really solves everything. Right? That one tells you that, the only thing you couldn't do is if you have a house, you rent like a 5-bedroom house and you are the renter, and then you bring in roommates at your whim. So then you couldn't bring in an idolater, right? Which, look, that's a bad idea in general, right? Like, if you, advice for life, right? If you choose to, the best way you want to live is when you're a bachelor, to rent a 5-bedroom house and bring in roommates, right? Bring in roommates who are not
idolaters.
Bringing in their idols, Besides for the fact that it's us or make our din, I don't know if that's you want. What?
It's like no pets, no other religions.
Right, so I don't know if you could put it that way, but no idolatrous orgies. Look, I don't care what you believe in your poor part-time.
No orgies.
Whatever, I don't know. Right? All types of things you could put on the quote. Okay. Yes, in 5 I just gave you Shulchan Aruch, right, who summarizes all of this. Just skip to Yud. And then the Rama writes, "Va'idna nagu lahasker af ledira, kevan she'enogim lahasker vos klavim bivateyem." Right, Rama clearly thinks that which is the main answer. The main answer is that they don't bring it in bekviut,
right?
And a socher by it may. Okay, good. Look at the shach. And the shach says, but wait a second. Right, so let me just summarize this quickly. Right, the Rush thinks there are two main answers in Tosfos. Right, one is kviut versus not kviut, which he conflates with the third answer, which is that it's derabanan, and that's why there's a difference between bringing in idols all the time and once in a while. Yes, mm-hmm. That's answer one. Answer two is that nowadays, rent equals temporary sale. The Rama says which answer is primary? Kviut. Right, permanent versus not permanent. Right? That's what he says. Right, but the Shach says that doesn't work where I live because
renters have temporary ownership.
No, kasha chazin the machzizim. What's called mivatayin? Rafil bekeva. Because where he lived, they brought in, I assume, right, statues of Jesus. Right, bekviut. Now it's interesting that the Shach, even though he agrees with the Ramah that Christianity is not a Vodazara, still thinks that these are idols. Because remember I talked about this, right, that just because you think Christianity is not a Vodazara doesn't mean that you think a statue of Jesus is not a Hefta of Avodazara.
Right, like the cracker.
And the right, which is why I think the Ramah isn't bringing up the Heter, oh, Christians aren't over the Avodazara. Because even if they're not, it still might be that you don't want
a statue
in your house. Right? So he says, and that's what he says. He says, V'dochak lomar, look what the Shach says. And he says, maybe you'll tell me, because you've learned Avodazara since September, right? So you're going to tell me, oh, it's not a problem, because Christians aren't real idolaters, or
no,
they don't really believe in it. He says, V'dochak lomar, dechevim debezmanazel lav, ovdei ovdez kochamem en lomikri, elil shalem avodez kochamem. He said, maybe you'll tell me, oh, they're not idolaters. He says, just because a Christian isn't an idolater, doesn't mean that they're idols, aren't considered idols.
Right.
Right? Right? The person may not be an idolater, but the statue is still a statue. Right? The Efshar, so he says, look, maybe Bisman Harav, Lonagam Lahaknavos Kocham Vateyam Bekeva, Shemokhzavarosh, Vitor Bismanehem. Maybe in the time of the Ramah they didn't bring in statues of Jesus. I don't know. Avalafini is Daiti, Zamchinan Idoch Shinu Yeshikazavarosh. I think that the second Rosh is the real one. Which is v'odnehidli don schiras lokanya kaven shiada umos kefa v'dinehim schiras alima kemecher v'afim naval bevos shalmasker and yachalotzia v'kemecher akon l'shono. Right, it's because it's a temporary sale, and therefore it's mutter even if they bring in idols. Now, what's the proof? So the proof is that in the time of the Gemara, even if you'd made a contract with somebody, let's say your house fell down, and you're the landowner, right? You're the right. So what are you allowed to do? Kick out your tenant, even with a contract.
If your house
falls. Yes. Like in the time of the Gemara, let's say I had a contract with my tenant, right? But then my house falls down. So the choice is leave my tenant there, and I'll have to go find another place to live, or kick my tenant out, and he'll have to find a place to live. So in the time of the Gemara, in such a circumstance, you can kick them out and you move into your own house, right? But since in Western law that's not true, right? Too bad, right? Your tenant gets to keep their contract and you go find yourself a house. So that shows it's temporary sale. And he says, what proves it? The Ravan adds one thing. What proved it for the Ravan was, now this is not true in America, but it is true in Israel, right? In America, who pays real estate tax?
The owner,
even if there's a renter. In Israel, who pays real estate tax? The one who lives there, right? Whether you own it or not. Right, so in the time of the Ravan, that was true also. Right? Now, it's interesting, because Bezman Hazeh, the Shach is right that a rent is a partial sale, but he's wrong about the tax thing, right? In America, that's not true. I don't think that'll really affect it. I think it's still true. Anyway, so that's the okay, so this was the relatively short part of the sugya, right? Which was, okay, how is it that practically we rent out Bizman Hazeh? Basically, 2.5 answers. One is that it's Dirabanan and we're Mekil, maybe because of Tzorech, not totally clear what Tosfos wants from that. The Rush conflates that with Kviut, not Kviut, which again, if you just think it's Dirabanan, fine. If you think that it's Doraisa, you'll have to come up with some other formulation that we might develop tomorrow, which is the difference between Hana'a and not Hana'a. We'll come back to tomorrow. And then there's just the practical thing that nowadays, in the law of the countries that we live in, rent equals temporary sale, and therefore it's not your house. Okay? Good. What I want to do tomorrow is really take it one step further, is saying, okay, the Gemara, the whole, in the background of this whole Gemara was, again, the Isra of Lo Tavi Toivail Beitecha, which we already saw that the Ravid says, that's Dirabanan. Why? Because the main Isser is not for you to allow a guy to bring...
For you to bring it in yourself.
Correct. So what I want to do tomorrow is figure out, okay, well, what is the Doraisa? Right? What is the nature of the Isser? Of Lotavio Secha, you'll see there's two different psukim where it emerges from several different sugyot. That's what we're going to try to do tomorrow. And we'll see that some poskim are quite expansive on what's included in this. I gave you at the end like an online tshuva that I found while I was looking around that says that this iser forbids you from bringing a TV into your house and all kinds of fun stuff that come from this.
That sounds like a Lakewood.